gates and doors are barred, all the windows fastened down. Spent the night in sleeplessness, rose at every sound. Half in hope of sorrow, and half in fear of the day, we find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. Just before the sunrise, heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle, and the voice began to call. I hurried to the window, I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers' feet. There was no one there but Mary. I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told us where she'd been. She said they moved to me in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran towards the garden, and then John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. How or where they've taken him was more than I could tell. Something strange had happened there is what I did not know. John believed a miracle, but I just turned to go. Circumstance and speculation couldn't lift me very high, 'cause I seen them crucify him, and then I saw him die. Back inside the house again, all the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him, all just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. Even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same. Suddenly the air was filled with a strange and sweet perfume. Light that came from everywhere drove shadows from the room. Oh, Jesus stood before me with his arms held open wide, and I fell down on my knees. I just clung to him and cried. He raised me to my feet as I looked into his eyes. Love was shining out from them like sunlight from the skies. The guilt in my confusion disappeared in sweet relief, and every fear I've ever had just melted into peace.